All day.
Octavia County Humane Society.
Animals.
Charity.
Video games.
Live streaming.
Nudity.
Borderline obscene content.
Okay, hold up. Did you just say nudity?
No.
Borderline obscene content?
Yes,
stop
sir.
It. Stop it. For once, guys, the All Day Special Crew is doing something for good causes. We're raising money for the Octobal County Humane Society.
Yay!
That's right. All Day Special. Getting together
all
with our
day.
Boys over at Autosave Disabled. We're getting together with our friend, the Stead77 on Twitch, and we're bringing you a live stream for the ages. All proceeds that we raise will be donated directly to the Octobal County Humane Society to help out those pretty little puppies and those cute little kitties. You know you want to get in on this. You know you want to. It's not going to be just us. We're going to have friends. We're going to have other gamers, other friends hop in for a few games, tell y'all what's up. It's going to be a good time.
What's the date?
Oh, March 26th, 7 p.m. It's a Saturday.
And guys, there's a QR code on the flyer.
There's a QR code. Scan that.
There should be a link in the link tree, right?
There is a link in our link tree.
And Spencer.
All day.
And Spencer. Only on
the all
day.
Day.
Special.
Oh, wait. We're supposed to do that all at the same time. Let's try that again.
All day.
Let's try again. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to the All Day Special!
The show that's special all day.
What's up? It's your boy, host Brett, joined, of course, with my co-host Ephraim, my co-host and producer, Matt.
You said boy host. Can I be the girl host?
No, because we have one of those today.
You farted.
Her name is Anna! What'd it do? She brought her lovely lady Hazel in with her today.
I did.
She's roaming the premises.
She's definitely roaming.
Keeping us safe.
Somewhere.
Hazel.
She keeps that thing on her.
There she is.
Anna has an eye funny.
I do have an eye.
Yeah, Anna, way to start it off. Hell yeah. Anna, tell us about yourself. Other than you have an eye funny.
Hi, my name's Anna. I've lived in Starkville for about a year now. I used to work out here. But I'm moving to Georgia now. So
why are you moving out
there? This is a certified hood classic.
My bad, I mean, didn't serve
mine. Thanks. I know, we're not mentioning what we're going to Georgia. It's a secret. It's a secret right now.
It's a full stop secret.
Ooh.
Yeah, it can't be spread.
We can't open up that classified file.
No, not right now anyway.
It's like the Illuminati.
Classified. And we can't talk about it or Elon Musk is going to get us.
Yeah.
The Bush administration.
Ooh.
But no, I don't know if Ephraim
thanks,
does.
Obama.
I'm Fana. Y'all sung happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Fana.
I didn't connect
happy
the dots, dude.
Happy birthday to Fana.
And my birthday's on the 15th. And I know this dipshit like said it was like the 13th or 14th.
What a fucking asshole.
He also said that the thing was on April 28th.
Should throw the jug back at him. I'm going to fill it with piss and pour it on you while you sleep.
Oh, he may like that. Watch out.
I'm into a little bit of piss.
Yeah.
Not too much.
You just had a really fun experience with piss here recently.
I peed everywhere.
You? Yeah. You were supposed to tell us last week, but unfortunately, Piss Boy was out last week.
Well,
we
missed it. I told the story.
All right, guys, we're gonna run through this kind of nice. We're gonna catch up on where everybody's at right now, and then we're gonna go into some topics, man. Let's get some topics rolling.
Tacos,
topics,
taco,
tapas, tapa chica,
TikTok,
pussy.
Whoa.
Anyways,
well, at least you didn't say penis.
Anyways, Brett, you want to start?
I'm changing.
You want to start off, or you want to?
I don't like men's no more. I am delivered.
I will not wear a purse.
I will not touch up on men's no more.
I will not touch a men's.
Why are you gay? Wait, we're talking about ourselves again? What's up, Rhett?
No,
what's
we
up?
Haven't talked about ourselves at all yet.
Remember? Oh, yeah. Wink, wink, wink. Think about the timeline.
So, Brett went to work, stared at the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Got depressed.
Yeah, so I had a week, and I don't know. Me and Jade were going through some stuff, and work was kind of stressful because we were trying to get the house ready to close up for a week for spring break, and there was a day that I felt like I was going through sludge. I got depressed. I was in a closet with my head just sulking. Like, it was just not a good time, man.
I know it's, like, really deep and dark right now, but do you guys want a cookie?
Yeah, I want a cookie.
No, I really appreciate it. That's so sweet.
I gotta save room for real food. I need like burger and fries so bad.
Wow,
right
we
now.
Both said no. That's so fucked.
I wish you would have said that because we went to McDonald's before we came.
Yeah. I know. I didn't think about it until like because I was running late because drugs and.
Nice.
I got here and she like sat the McDonald's bag on the table and I was like, fuck, I really want some McDonald's right now. I just started thinking about them fries, them greasy ass fries glizzling down my gullet.
And glorge clitters.
Glorgy. I like it.
Okay, so Brett's been working and being depressed.
Yeah, last week it was I'm fucking crying, panicking because of storms. Now I'm fucking crying and panicking because of life.
It's always something.
You want double chocolate or regular chocolate?
By the way, this is the sad boy episode. We're going to talk about how depressing and shitty we are as people and our lives in general are.
Two.
Alright. Sorry.
Sorry, I can't be sad when I'm ordering
cookies. He's ordering cookies sadly. He's like,
we were all really sad before.
Can I get a chocolate chip?
Do you want double chocolate chip or a regular chocolate chip?
Just regular. Don't forget the milk.
Milk. No, I don't need
bitch.
Of course, Brett will talk about
it. And then
milk.
They show up, they forget the milk.
Okay, that's what's up. And then, so Brett's been doing that. Okay, now let me just try to describe F.
Yeah.
F went to North Carolina somewhat recently, not very much recently. He peed everywhere.
Peed everywhere.
He had evaded, an R. Kelly time of a time.
Evaded a near-miss wreck on... the Atlanta interstate.
Cost like $400, even though 6 hours before and the night before we got everything replaced so hard, on the car.
They hit the brakes so hard they warped the rotors in one go. Just ripped them motherfuckers.
Three of them.
Wow.
Damn. And then after that, he's just kind of been chilling, and he doesn't get joy from life anymore. And
not
he
at
just,
all.
He just likes to see people enjoy things. I think that's pretty much caught up.
That's it, yeah. And Matt watched a person die.
No,
he almost died. Started a new job and then second day. Yeah, let's summarize Matt's fucking life since he didn't let you summarize your fucking life. He's a handsome boy.
No, he did yours. I did his.
Yeah.
Oh, you did mine? So I'll do yours. Okay. So Matt started a new job at a strip club. He's doing good. He's exchanging singles for tens. He's getting the currency.
Tens for 20s.
Second
20s
night,
for hundreds.
Goes in the bathroom. Lo and behold, little dumbass kid
cocaine.
Done fucking drugs.
Pee-pee.
Passed out, OD'd in the bathroom, pee-peed on himself, on Matt, got him excited, took him out of the club, took him around back, gave him a handy, got some more tens, went and switched those out for singles, handed those to a stripper. She exchanged that for more money, gave it back to
the sun.
Sucked a giant dick in a sewer, fucked its brains out.
But really, the kid is okay. That's
but
the
kid
part.
Is okay.
Brett, well, what the fuck?
Maybe.
You forgot the part where I took a snack break.
Snack break.
He had to get some penis. He sucked off the kid who was ODing.
By the way, I don't know. I've never been around the environment of a strip club before, like as far as working or really even going. But like they got these things called house moms. They just bring snacks for the dancers.
No.
I also have a house mom where I work. That's crazy.
But no, listen. The last house mom, like, okay, I've never worked there in my entire life. But anytime I came up there, hey. I got salads in the back, can go make one, or I can get you like some nachos. Do you want barbecue chicken nachos? And I've never had them before, but when I tell
they
you,
had a, they had charcuterie trays last
the
night.
Best,
bro. When is amateur night
trays.
Again?
Thanks.
You're well, talking to a man who is not eating all day. I would show my asshole for a fucking
bro,
slab of beignets.
Bro, they had that last night. They had these jars, mason jars, but they're like charcuterie trays in a jar. It's just meats and cheeses and. Pickles and shit.
Buttery up and call me a slut.
Dude, I'm telling you. It was cool.
But no, like, I was telling him, what was it, Friday or Wednesday? I told you there was an upstairs. Not Wednesday, Sunday.
What?
Like when
I'm sorry, I have been cheating.
I told you there was an upstairs. Cheating.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know there was an upstairs.
Yeah, there's literally an upstairs.
Like, do you do this?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Also, if you want a job where you get free alcohol, I got you. I got, like, 7 bottles up there. I mean, they're like 3/4 drunk.
You don't need that. Okay. Look at him. He's an optimistic nihilist.
That's what the alcohol is for, dummy.
Just to be completely nihilistic.
Don't you know people drink when they stop caring?
I was smoking and drinking. That's the only thing that kept me sane. But every time I do now, like, I feel like my heart's going to explode, as, like, last weekend.
Talking about the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or even like alone, anything. So I haven't been doing it. That's why it's so much worse. It's because I've been completely sober for like a week, two weeks. I want to die. It's horrible.
Oh, never mind.
I'm so tired.
Maybe just get a little high.
I'm so tired. Every time I do, I freak out and I feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's true.
Every time. I don't know what's going on.
Have you ever smoked lavender in a blunt?
Yeah. It didn't help.
Damn.
It's so overpowering, the taste of
lavender.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Have you ever smoked weed with laced with human adrenaline?
No. Okay, I smoked
weed.
I smoked spice. I've done cocaine. I smoked meth once. Did like 900 tabs of acid.
Never human adrenaline.
Never adrenochrome.
Where do you get that?
It's a good time.
I'd like to try some adrenochrome. You guys want to get some kids?
Thanks, bud.
We can figure that
out. We gotta go back to the last episode and revisit Jeffrey Epstein Island.
I feel like in order before you do it, you gotta pick quality kids. Because I can remember when he was smelling that kid's head. I feel like...
Yeah, he's like, that's
something
not the
one. It's something with the head holes, you know?
It's Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's something to do with the pizza.
The pizzas.
You know, because that was... You know what that...
Yeah, there was a pizza restaurant at Hillary Clinton in the emails. Yeah, and they had the mural on the wall. And they were taking babies into the basement.
Yeah. They used a bunch of, like, code words. They say...
I would like 2 cheese pizzas, please.
Yeah, two piping hot cheese pizzas. Right, and they were, like, code words.
We're talking about pedophiles. Cheese.
I'm sorry. I just heard food, okay?
Okay, Chrissy Teigen.
Fuck! Oh, is that a cannibal?
Do you know... She's a model, but, like, she gets in really hot water because she just posts some goddamn outrageous fucking shit on her Twitter.
Have you ever eaten a kid, Anna? Or is it Blake human
Lively?
At all?
No, Blake Lively is Ryan Reynolds' wife, and she's cool. It is. It's Chrissy Teigen, which is... What's his name's wife? The singer, the black... John Legend. That's his wife, right? Chrissy Teigen?
I don't trust any women. I don't even know.
But, like, she posts shit on her... She's, like, watching toddlers in tiaras... Like, makes me want to, like, fuck a kid. Is that wrong? Like, she posts shit like
God.
That.
Well, I think Tyler's and Tiara should be illegal from the start, dude. Child beauty pageants are
Dude, have you seen...
Bad.
I saw one episode on there where this lady's like, yeah, we go to pageants all over. And, yeah, she still does her school. I teach her. And she's homeschooled. And then she's like, all right, you ready for your pageant juice? And it's, like, fucking... Like Mountain Dew and fucking Monster energy drinks with full 5-hour energy shots poured in it and shit like that. And again, it's like a 6-year-old.
That's what's up.
So she can go out there and like be spunky for the pageant.
Dude, I honestly think child beauty pageant should be illegal as fuck. I really do. Shit is like evil.
It's just weird.
All the way through. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Kid all fucking gooped up and half naked.
Bing bong.
I'm glad. This
See?
Is so political
okay,
and
go.
Current, and you guys can be mad, but I'm kind of glad about that quote,
here we
unquote,
go.
Don't say gay bill, dude. Kids should not be taught about
go.
That shit either, dude. And
so,
second, third grade, bro. Get over it, dude.
So, Chrissy Teigen, here it is.
Stop fucking kids.
That's
Chrissy
what I'm saying,
Teigen.
Dude.
Says, seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just ... I want to put myself in jail. # toddlers and tiaras.
Oof.
Okay.
Oof.
No.
What?
If it was a little boy, maybe, but a little girl, disgusting.
Well, I mean, if it was a little boy, it's still wrong. Like, 100% wrong.
Yeah.
What, you want to see a little Vienna sausage down there?
What about Al?
I mean, he could be packing. I ain't been
Can
looking.
We make an exception?
I mean, I
Oh,
reckon.
You do not want him to throw that thing out.
Cause
every time look at that smirk on his face.
I get this feeling. Smirking all the way around.
Who's keeping him?
I guess it's me.
Yeah, there
yeah,
we go.
It's me. He's been waiting on me to be alone.
Yeah.
In the house. Now it's time to get
the
me.
The time has come. He's gonna. Oh, don't get him. Come on. That That's how I spanked my child, right on the balls.
No wonder you're so fucked up.
Hey, yo!
Who used to slap you on the balls, mommy or daddy?
Both of them.
At the same time? That's how that was like their couple, that was like their marriage counseling. They were like, go home together, hold hands, and simultaneously just slap your son's badoink-a-doink.
My father is in prison. Oh, not anymore. My father recently got out of prison for enticing a minor.
Not slapping it.
He got Hansoned.
Kristen.
Take a seat. I'd like you to have a seat.
Tony.
You sit here.
How you doing, bud?
I ain't here for no childs. I'm here for man's butts.
We're here, Chris Hansen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Where you at, Chris Hansen?
Daylight coming.
Oh, yeah, the mayor of Chicago looks just like Beetlejuice. Ain't that shit a trip? Poor lady. You ain't seen her, dude?
No.
I'll pull it up. Fuck.
Brett, what are you looking at, man?
Damn.
And Glorious Clitoris.
How did you know? No, I was trying to find... I guess Chrissy Teigen has deleted all of those tweets, but I remember my buddy at work showing me, like, there was one where she's talking about, like... Because it was about Pizzagate, and she was like... Man, eating pizza with ranch dressing on it, God, it's just, she like sexualizes the shit out of pizza and ranch dressing, and everybody was like, oh, it's Pizzagate. She's talking about fucking, because then they connected it with her saying, like.
That's the mayor of Chicago.
I know. Have you seen the video?
I know.
Have you seen the meme where it's like, should I worry? He's like, I'm getting worried because America is slowly turning into Gotham City, and it was like a picture of her, like, looking like a Gotham. Hold on, let me find it. I'll find it.
I love Gotham. Actually, I'm going to see Batman today, I think. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I want to see the new Batman. Let me know how it is.
I will.
I've heard it's good.
I've literally been following this movie for like 6 years. Like, I've watched it go through directors and stars and all this bullshit. And it's been out for like a month now, and I haven't seen it. I got it been a month, but it's been like 2 weeks.
Oh, it's a Batman movie?
Yeah.
Okay, how do y'all feel with it being the dude who plays the vampire from Twilight?
I said it in a previous episode. He went from playing one bat-like character to another bat-like character.
Oh, my God.
I obviously hated Twilight, and I didn't... Like, growing up, Robert Pattinson was shit to me. But since then, he's done a lot of good stuff, man. Good Time is a really, really good movie. The Lighthouse is, like, one of my favorite movies ever. He's been working really hard to get away from that, and I think he's earned it. And I'm actually really excited that it's him.
A lot of people said that he did a really good job, because it's not what you expect. Because, like, obviously everyone's basing it off, like...
What the fuck are you doing?
He's babysitting.
Christian Bale and shit. How dare you interrupt her, dude? She's finally talking, dude.
Yeah, I'm finally fucking talking, and this is what you treat me?
He was just fucking staring at
me. Maybe you're trying to. Maybe he wants to see that.
He was like goddamn serial killer vibes over here.
He's practicing his Batman look. He's
like, you gotta get serious face, man.
I want to fuck you as well as break your arms.
Wait, what's the F face now? This is what I'm going to start doing to people at work.
It looks like you're really constipated and mad at the world.
I'm supposed to be...
Get out of your head. I know it. Wow.
What happened? I heard a fart sound.
Jesus Christ.
I'm passing.
Oh, no. I just felt it come out.
You're handing her down?
Can y'all hear Hazel?
No. Is that bad?
Hazel, mama.
Oh, taking a napper nap.
She
Hazel.
Left. She left.
She's probably hogging up the couch.
Probably. Hopefully. I'm waiting for insomnia.
There's no way that she got outside. I'll tell you that.
Well, obviously.
We'll go off. Then we go downstairs. The glass is busted out.
It's game over, guys.
Damn, there she goes.
What? It's game over.
It's game over.
It's game over. I was here for 20 minutes.
Well.
Game over. I love you guys a lot. I love the Audio Special. I love being here. I feel like I've fucked it up a lot the last couple times. It's been so spotty.
It's okay.
But the South will rise again.
You didn't fuck this up. That goddamn computer fucked this up.
Yeah. Fuck the computer.
Let's office space it or whatever, and we'll like kick it out back and we'll burl,
doom, burl. All up in your ass with the resurrection.
No.
Now the wife is calling.
Oh no.
It's just a bad time all around.
Hello. So I have some unfortunate news. So we were recording the podcast, right? And we would have been done like an hour and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
But the episode just got fucking deleted. Like, the app crashed and deleted the episode. Okay. So we're Ephraim is about to head out. I think we're about to wrap this episode up because we got things to do. We got our boy heading out.
You aren't going without me? You can go without me.
Are we going without you?
Go without me.
We're going without him. The podcast.
The podcast.
Because he's gotta go. Batman. I will explain.
The podcast is more important than Batman. I know my actions are belying my words, okay, but I have to say that, or else I'll never be
Batman
a politician.
No, Batman's more important right now.
All right.
So, I want to see Batman if I didn't have to go to work.
I'm fucking hungry. So I might stop and get me some food.
Diarrhea Town. So every time Brett talks to his significant other on the phone, she'll be like,
getting a burger
in the background, you know? Wow, Brett, you're so good at this.
Could I get one for McDonald's?
Oh my gosh, Brett.
Okay. All right. I love you.
Did she hear it?
I don't think so.
Wow, that's good.
She just woke up. She sounds kind
of
out of it.
Hey, yo. We talked about cocaine, too. Oh, that was this time. Or was it last time?
That was this time.
I don't even fucking remember.
I don't even remember.
Think about the timeline, bro. Nobody knows. Well, anyway. I really love you guys. It was good being here. I'll come back
next time. I think we are about to...
Oh, Brett's calling it off, dude.
Dude, I gotta get some food, man.
Dipping out?
Wow.
I gotta get some food.
It's all good, bro.
I gotta get some food.
We'll have the first half, and well, I guess... We'll,
the 20-minute episode.
Recollect.
Theme
we'll do some. We'll figure it out.
Matt and Anna can carry
you
it, dude.
You are loud.
You also gotta finish it.
Slurping it so loud.
She's just gonna talk shit to me the whole time.
Who?
You.
Yeah,
see?
Dude, right?
She's already popping off.
I'm always gonna talk shit
I didn't even
you.
Say nothing. I just said...
That would be good.
No.
Yes.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
This is her
redemption arc.
I mean,
she has the spotlight.
I mean,
y'all could do a commercial. You do a commercial. And then you just interview Anna for the rest of the episode. Ask her good important. Me and Ephraim will text you questions to ask her.
Oh god.
No.
Oh god. Just,
what
gets you Randy?
Long. Randy.
So I got a question for you guys, alright? Before you leave.
Oh shit, before we get out of here.
AJ Herpes.
No.
Herpes!
Alright. I know you're married, and then
okay.
You got a girl.
Okay.
Alright, but when you went on a first date with them, did you ever ask them when the last time they cried was?
Last time they cried?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
Would you ever?
On the first date?
On the first date.
Fuck no.
Why?
That's just too intense. I'm just trying to get to know you on like a base level as a person, like I would if I just met one of these fine gentlemen for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not gonna straight up ask one of my boys first time meeting, hey, when's the last time you cried? That's just not. That's like second.
Whoa, okay.
That's like second, third date material. You got to get some foundation laid and some trust
established.
I might do
it, honestly. I'm wild. I don't know.
Well, see, one of my ex-coworkers brought it up because on like 100 questions to ask on a first date, that was literally one
when
of
the
fucking
last time
questions.
You
that's weird as fuck.
That is weird.
Because I'm that idiot who always said I love you first, and it would always be way too early, and it would always be really weird. And I feel like I would get the same vibe if like I'm on a date with a girl and she goes. Obviously, I'm married, and this will never happen ever again. But if a girl, like, I went on a date with her, and she looked at me, she's like, so when's the last time you cried? I mean, obviously, I'm going to tell her because I'm not an asshole, and I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck you, bitch. I'm not whatever. But it's going to throw me off because I just feel like that's not first date
no.
conversation.
Bing-bong.
Exactly.
Bing-bong. Hi, Bing-bong.
Guys, I love y'all. I got to get some food. I am famished. Ephraim's got to go see Robert Pattinson get sparkly.
Dude, I want to see that shit.
Ching chong, ching chong.
I'll be back in bootleg.
Racist. Again. Shout out to our neighbors.
Fuck your life.
Ayo.
Ayo.
We out this bitch.
All
no
day.
No porch nap.
Oh! All day. All day. All day.
27-minute episode.
Yeah. Yeah, this is bloopers. So guys, just when you're hearing this, so we had like almost like what, an hour and a half, hour 45 of like a fucking entire podcast episode. Fucking this goddamn computer right here.
It was the best one ever, too. You guys, oh, man.
It was good.
This is just a tribute. You had to have been there. You wouldn't believe it. It's just a matter of opinion. Dude.
Alfonso had titties in his face.
I have a picture to prove it.
I pissed everywhere.
He pissed everywhere.
Almost died.
We created an invention.
We're all depressed.
Anna didn't say anything.
We're sad as fuck.
I'm sorry.
Anna talked.
We taught Anna how to pee in a car so she doesn't have to hold it and stop at gas stations.
Taught Anna how to pee.
All this happened, but you'll never hear it because
it's gone.
It's fugazi fugazi. It's fucking a wasi is a woozy. It's roofy.
It's in another dimension.
It's out of here.
But we'll
it's
have gone. The memory forever.
Exactly.
But we'll That's have special. It. Unfortunately, you guys.
Fuck won't. You guys.
So anyway,
just stop listening.
Thanks.
Right. So that concludes the bloopers for today's episode.
Hey yo,
we're going in.
We're going hard.
Hey, we should get a what a trip. No, I'm just playing. That's bloopers. That's that right. Comes. Anyway,
are you ready to begin?
Yeah. You got to start it with Octavio County, whatever. Is that coming through I can't tell where that's coming from.
It's the wrong plug.
Oh, yeah.
We fucked up the... We thought the bloopers were over.
Okay, now I'm starting.
When you make bloopers, are you blooping?
When a man and a woman love each other very much.
Move on.
He forgot.
Did you just rustle some paper?
Yeah.
I didn't have time.
Dude, it would be about 14.
You gotta let the music ride.
Micros, pico seconds.
Picos, penis seconds. Go.